It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Oh, baby, I love you so much. Even though I'd only met you on Match just a couple days ago. When I turned around to say that I loved you, then I realized. Whoa, what? I just met you on Match just a couple days ago. And you love me? Seriously? Scary person? I'm not playing tricks on you. You're playing tricks on me. Holy cow, Darren Copeland experience. My goodness. Among the 40 awesomely bad love songs VH1 always puts up every year, and this is indeed one of those awesomely bad songs because it just feels like she's a stalker, right?
Yeah.
I met you just a day ago, and now I love you.
Already hearing my voice in your head?
Ooh. I mean, put this up. Imagine if you got this in a letter, all put together in, like, newsprint type, different sizes. Right?
Like a reverse ransom note?
Yes, like it's a ransom note. So it's got like magazine clip out letters.
My love is your ransom.
I mean, this is scary. It's scary. Listen, but wait. It's so easy to see. Yes, because of the knives that I keep finding in my ex-girlfriends. That's why it's so easy to notice. You crazy person. I will not be ignored. My God, where are the rabbits? Sorry.
They're not here.
Those are people that are... Okay, there's like a ton of people right now in our demographic. Like, not in our demographic, but in the demographic of like listening to this radio station who are going, what is talking about I will not be ignored and the rabbits? Fatal Attraction, man, is one of the scariest movies ever.
Yes, it is. Fatal Attraction.
Yes, Fatal Attraction.
So, it can be fatal.
So let me tell you why. So this is just perfect because Big Fuzz is normally very reliable. And unfortunately today he was like, oh, got this thing I got to do. And then he kind of gave it, but he was a little bit vague on what the details of what this gig that he had, but he was making apparently, a lot of money. So it'd be much more than he would make, here on this radio station or his radio show or the Darren Culp Experience. I mean, but Edison. So anyway, I kind of got it out of him, and this is the best. Would be the best. So he was hired to be entertainment at a Valentine's Day party.
Ooh, fancy.
That is fancy. Unfortunately, he was there to be Cupid. Now, Big Fuzz is not. There's a lot of things that Big Fuzz can be mistaken for. Bigfoot, Yeti, a bear in the woods. You never know. I mean, he can be, Captain Caveman he's been mistaken for. But certainly Cupid is not one of them. So obviously that was a prank on a bunch of people, so that's terrible. So he's gonna be walking around. If you see a guy wearing a gorilla suit and a big ass diaper and shooting people with hearts that are they're not gonna hurt anybody. They're just gonna bounce off because he uses Nerf. But if you see that guy wobbling around Denver, tell Big Fuzz to go home. Tell Big Fuzz
or get to work and go to your show.
Oh my God. No, I wouldn't want to see that now. I don't want to see that. That's terrible. Ugh. Ugh. Oh, my God. I'm just so lucky. I'm lucky because, my wife has this amazing ability to throw as many parties as she wants for her birthday. So oftentimes we may not, her birthday is February 11th. And so sometimes, as long as she gets presents for both Valentine's Day and her birthday.
Okay.
She's
fair.
She, It's okay. It's okay that we if we don't have to go out to dinner all the time on Valentine's Day. I mean that's so I'm lucky in that way.
It's kind of hard.
Well, no, it is. I mean, it is hard, but I mean, it's hard. But, you know, I mean, we could have gone out for lunch or whatever, but you know, we just had different things. We actually went to our kids' Valentine's Day party, which was actually really hysterical. So, in the suburbs, they have these little elementary the preschool things, and they have little parties. And Valentine's Day was a party, and so all the little kids. This is before they even know what they're doing. So, you know, my kid's two, almost three. And so he doesn't really know what, you know, Valentine's Day is. He doesn't know about all this nonsense. So he's just, you know, he's there because, you know, he's there for the cake or the, you know, whatever it is.
I'd show up for cake.
Listen, I show up for cake too, but it's just so funny to watch. It looks like.
They give out the Valentine's Day card that say, I choose you.
Yes, 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 Ralph. Yes, Ralph Wiggins. We all know that one. I choose you. So if you're going to do, if you listen. I have a rule, okay? I have a rule. And, you know, this is a rule. Okay, so I have never really bad talk because I really like a lot of I know a lot of the guys who are on these on our station. But I have a criticism of Ryan Edwards, and I hope he gets it because this is what, I mean, this is just, all right, so he does that acting.
Yes.
He does that acting thing.
Okay.
Okay, but the problem is, all right, and if I've ever, you know, I don't really, I'm about giving notes. But if I'm never going to give a note, it would be, listen, man, if you were going to do acting, for whatever it is, then act. I mean, if you were going to do acting.
He's not putting enough effort into it?
No, it's sort of like, oh, we're doing acting. Hi, I'm so. No.
Okay, so if you're going to role play.
If you are going to, all right, I would much rather even hear this more so than like, you know, so a lot of the things that, you know, that you have are like these drops that are come in, like stupid and squirrel. And squirrel's funny, but some of these other ones are whatever. I would much rather, if you're going to come in with choo-choo-choose-you.
I choo-choo-choose-you.
Yes. I choo-choo-choose-you. Because that is how it needs to be. Acting, right? That is acting.
Yeah.
That is acting. So, Ryan Edwards, this is for you. I mean, I do it all with love because I love the guy. But come on, man. If you're going to act, act. I mean, it doesn't even have to be, you know, legitimate. I could do like, say... Who's a good one? Michael Caine, right? Michael Caine. I choose you. Right?
Okay.
All right, so if you're going to go for it, you just got to go for it.
Do it.
I mean, if I was going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, it would be, I choose you.
Get down.
Get down. The funniest, everyone can do obviously an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent, but the funniest one I ever heard was a guy who just didn't even do words. He goes, he always does this thing where he just goes, la, 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 la. And I'm just like, that's the best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation I've ever heard.
La, la,
la, la.
La.
Yep. Oh, a choo-choo-choose you. Right? Al Pacino?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
That's, I mean, yeah, come on. I'm not going to be good with it. I mean, come on. I don't do impress. I mean, I do them. I just don't do them. But if you're going to do them, do them. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do them, do them. This is the entertainment business, for gosh sakes, man. And it's Valentine's Day.
Valentine? You didn't bring me chocolates.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't write me love songs. You don't bring me chocolates any... Because I brought you so dang many before you ate them all. I just wanted one. I just wanted one. And you gave me... You know what? You gave me the one. Yeah, but you gave me the one that was the one that was made out of coconut. I'm allergic to coconut.
But it's
I
so
die
delicious.
From coconut. I die from coconut. All right? All I wanted was one, just chewy one with just a little bit of little cherry in it, and I get the coconut, and then I have to go to the hospital and get an EpiPen in my leg. Thank you, St. Valentine's Day. I mean, come on, for crying out loud. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's all I'm saying is one. You know? That's why I don't bring you chocolates, because I want one. You eat them all. I'm not bitter about St. Patrick. I'm not bitter about Valentine's Day.
Bitter about St. Patrick's Day?
Now, that's another matter. That's another matter.
Going up. It's only like a month and 2 days away.
Can we get through Valentine's Day, please, before we get... I mean, we need... Crying out loud, we need to get President's Day. We have a national... You know, why don't we... There it is. Why don't we have President's Day parties? We have stupid sales for sheets, but that's no fun. Let me tell you something. The President's Lincoln and Washington and those guys, Do you know the amounts of liquor that those guys drank? Do you know the amounts of liquor? They had punch bowls of liquor, rum, at their bedside as they slept because it was dangerous to drink the water.
Different times, eh?
How many of you put the big old punch bowl of rum and juice on the side of the table so that Sweetiums can get a drink of water when it's time to go? That's all I'm saying. We need to be partying for President's Day. May 20th. Everybody, party. President's Day. We're going to party like a president. Andrew Jackson, when he won president, the party at his inauguration was so raucous that people were getting thrown out of the windows of the White House. That is what I am talking about, a party. President's Day party. I want a party like the president's party because they can party all night long.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.